In the Democratic primary for the U.S. House, independent Elise Galvin soundly defeated Dimitri Shane and two other candidates for the chance to go up against the Republican incumbent, longtime Congressman Don Young. Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin has this report from downtown Anchorage.
A small knot of Democrats gathered at Mad Myrna's, a bar on East Fifth Avenue, as the first returns rolled in. It was also karaoke night. Dimitri Shane was dismayed to find he didn't win a spot on the November ballot. But he says there's actually something of a prize for finishing second.
I think so. We took the message of Medicare for All as far as we could, you know, all the way through the race. I think we changed the conversation to some extent, so I think it's good.
Galvin! Galvin!
A mile away, Galvin and a throng of supporters flooded into the Denina Center for a media-sponsored election watch event. Galvin told her volunteers this was their victory.
A little work to do tomorrow and thereafter, but we're game for it, right?
Yeah!
Galvin says about half of her volunteers and half of her staff have never been involved in a campaign before, and this is Galvin's first run for office. She says opposition to President Trump is a motivating factor.
People are pretty frustrated and full of angst, particularly in light of the fact that Don Young has not responded to many of the things that Don Trump has done.
Galvin says Young hasn't stood up to Trump on the tariff war with China, a big market for Alaska seafood. And Galvin says Young was quiet after the Helsinki summit, when Trump seemed to side with Russian President Vladimir Putin over American intelligence agencies. In June and July, Young's office emailed statements on both those subjects in response to our inquiries. One expressed concern about the Chinese tariffs. The other said he was disappointed in the president after Helsinki. Young voted in his hometown of Fort Yukon on Tuesday. He easily won his Republican primary. His campaign issued a press release afterward saying he was humbled by the support and wants to continue his work fighting for Alaska interests in Washington, D.C. His press release doesn't mention Galvin. Young is now the most senior member of Congress. He's been vanquishing Democratic nominees since 1973. Galvin, though, thinks she's the one who can beat him.
I think Alaska's ready for change. That's what I'm hearing from all over the place.
And that, as it happens, was the theme at Mad Myrna's, too. Reporting from Anchorage, I'm Liz Ruskin.